In California, illegal immigrants are again being targeted as a drain on taxpayers, just as they were in the last deep recession back in 1994. That's when voters approved Proposition 187, a ballot initiative that denied benefits to illegal immigrants. It was then struck down as unconstitutional. Now there's a push for another similar initiative that advocates hope will pass legal muster. This one would deny benefits to the children of illegal immigrants, children who are born here and are U.S. citizens. Ted Hilton is a real estate developer and the man behind this initiative, and he joins us from San Diego. What else is in your ballot initiative?
First of all, it restricts all public benefits to anyone who is here unlawfully. What we're ending is the child-only portion of the CalWORKS program. In other states, it's known as TANF, T-A-N-F, Temporary Assistance to Needy Families. Essentially, all of the parents on that program are operating outside of the law. They're either here illegally, they refuse to go to work, or they refuse to be drug tested for whatever reason.
So those children who are U.S. citizens would be denied welfare benefits, food stamps.
The federal government does not require a state to have a child-only program when the parents do not qualify. So it's
going to fall. But those children are citizens of the United States, which means that they fall under the purview of the United States Constitution's 14th Amendment.
We have county programs that they can also fall back on. Well, that's an interesting question that you said, that they are citizens of the United States. There's never been a Supreme Court or a Congress or a president who has ever, in fact, ruled or stated that. So,
But it does say that in the Constitution.
No, it doesn't. It
says all persons born in the United States
are
citizens.
But you have to go back to the original legislative intent of that amendment.
Okay. Well, no matter what people may or may not have intended, the fact of the matter is there is a 14th Amendment to the Constitution that says all persons born or naturalized in the United States
subject to the jurisdiction,
are citizens.
Subject to the jurisdiction. So it gives Congress and the courts the ability to say who is not a citizen. The Wong Kim Ark decision, which is the major Supreme Court decision, only applied to permanently domiciled aliens in the United States.
Okay, so I guess you are anticipating that there will be court challenges to this.
Well, we welcome them because it's time to get this whole question into court and for us to go back to the original intent and also to join every nation in Europe and every most other nations in the world in stopping a policy of automatic citizenship. We have a tremendous birth tourism expensive problem in California. The costs are over $2 billion annually to pay for the births and subsequent care of the children born to those who are here illegally or who come in and birth tourism.
What about the idea that when you cut off benefits to illegal immigrants, they don't necessarily go home after that. They just go underground. And then when illegal immigrants don't receive medical care or preventive care in any way, they end up costing the state more when they end up in emergency rooms, for example.
Over the short term, there may be that problem with the pregnancy and birth issue. The issue drives home. They're not going to want to deliver in California any longer because of the birth certificate law changes where we're requiring that they submit government-issued photo ID, a fingerprint, and that would be all provided to Homeland Security. So there's going to be a tremendous deterrent for them to want to give birth in the United States.
Ted Hilton is the author of a state initiative he hopes to get on the ballot in 2010 here in California. It would end public benefits for illegal immigrants, cut off welfare payments for their children, and impose new rules for birth certificates. Ted Hilton, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.